Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Been with us talking about they're trying to ram through cybersecurity internet takeover on the back of some transformers being precisionally shot with precision, taken out with precision. And we've got a ton of news in this hour. Then Bob Barr is going to be popping in for 30, 45 minutes running for Congress to give his take, his inside knowledge on all the things that are unfolding and where he sees the economy going, the censorship that's happening in the media, and so much more. But David, other points you'd like to add about the state of politics in this country and all the things that are happening?
Well, you were just talking about Ted Cruz, and that's one of the things that makes him so powerful is that both he and Rand Paul have been going in and attacking really the front end of where all this tyranny is, and that's the executive orders, the NSA. That's what we're really concerned about. Now, Rand Paul is attacking Clinton here, and he needs to do that because Hillary Clinton is going to be his opponent, but the things that he's done with the speaking out against drones and assassinations, the stuff that Ted Cruz has come out against, the executive orders and the dictatorship that's there, that's really important. People need to see that. They need to understand where that problem is. We need people who are going to speak to that issue, and hopefully they'll do something about it, because we've had a lot of people who have talked about it. Even though they're in the minority, they don't really have the power to do anything about it. I would like to see somebody just offer a bill to impeach Clinton, not Clinton. Well,
it is. Obama is the fourth term of the Clinton.
That's right. It's hard to tell the difference when they go from one party to the other.
Clinton is raising all the money. She's going to run again, and we cannot get rid of these people.
That's right. But somebody needs to put out a bill, even if it's not going to fly, even if they can't get it through. They need to stand on the principle. It's the sort of thing, just like what Ted Cruz came out and he said he's evil. They need to make that point. They need to put up a bill of impeachment. They need to do everything they can, even if they know that nobody else is going to support them in Congress.
Other stuff that's on the radar. I mean, I know you're doing a lot of research.
Well, just going back to this report that we had, I think it's very significant that they're now talking about this thing that happened nearly a year ago. They kept it quiet. They just used it internally. It clearly looks like it was, like I said before, very carefully done, very professionally executed, very carefully planned, and very, very measured, so that the public didn't know about it. Now we're hearing about it. And I think when you look at that, you look at the issue of the Olympics here, we are on the razor's edge here. Liberty is really hanging by a thread, just like our infrastructure is hanging by a thread. They could pull off some kind of a major event like this, whether it's a major outage of the power grid that they blame on a terrorist attack, or whether it's an actual false flag attack, something really big like this, taking the power out. They could use that to further ramp up the police state, use that as an excuse. Even if we have a terrorist attack in the Olympics, that's something that would be very, very dangerous for us, because it would extrapolate that back to here.
What does your gut tell you is going to happen to Obama? Because if we don't try to impeach him or rebuff what he's done, it's going to set the precedent that all this executive garbage is passed on to the next tyrant.
Yeah, that's exactly why I think a lot of people in the Republican Party are letting him get away with it, because they want that power when they get into office. We've seen that happen over and over again. They'll just switch sides. They don't really have any. A lot of people are criticizing him here and there on separate issues, but they really want that same power when they get into office. They don't really want to take that away. They could take it away if they wanted to. We've seen the abuse is so much worse than it ever was under Nixon. You know, the abuse of the IRS power. At that time, the IRS commissioner just took the enemy's list and put it in his safe. He didn't actually execute it. Now we've got IRS commissioners who actually execute the enemy's list and actually lie about it.
And then don't get in trouble, get caught lying. It's come out she lied over and over again under oath. And then they're still expanding the persecution.
There's nothing worse than letting somebody get away with the crime, because what the federal government is turning into is the feral government. This is a government that's been abroad killing people, starting wars. Now they're bringing it home.
No, you're right. They are a feral, rogue, mad dog government. And all of us are in danger, including the idiots that are in the system letting this happen. You think this power is not going to bring everything down, you morons, with no checks and balances? This is a disaster. This is a disaster for stability, the world, our wealth, everything. Think of David Knight. We'll be right back.
Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Congressman Bob Barr is set to pop back in, coming up in a little while in this hour. Then we'll continue with calls throughout the rest of the hour and the third hour. I'm getting a lot of calls today. I'll try my best to do that. There is so much happening. Rand Paul has come out and said that Bill Clinton should not be the number one fundraiser for the Democrats. He's a sexual predator. So they've had Liz Hurley's former boyfriend come out, Tom Sizemore, and say that it was made up that the two had an affair, even though there were all these pictures of Clinton and literally wearing royal outfits with her, hanging out with her constantly. I mean, it was Sharon Stone, all of them, folks. I mean, give me a break. Bill Clinton likes the women. The issue here is the sexual harassment, but that got the news. It was the settling cases of women that said he beat the daylights out of them, bit them, and raped them. And then he got caught lying about it. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you say that? Do you understand me? But what about the issue of him keeping half the money for his private jets for his charity? That he claims there's money for little starving kids in Haiti and Africa and the Caribbean. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So now the phone calls are already coming. I did not have sex with Liz Hurley. You understand that? I did not do that. I just want to make that clear right now. I've never used cocaine either. I never lied to him. NAFTA and GATT is a good deal as well.
Just want to be real clear about all that with you, all right?
Talk about a nightmare situation. You know, the government wants us to buy our food from the company store like sharecroppers where the price is so rigged. That's what globalism is, that we never get out of debt. That's what Agenda 21 is. That's what the student loans are. That's what it's, all of it is. Government runs it. It gives you the loans, but then private groups make the profit. So guaranteeing their profit. They socialize the risk, privatize the profit, but only for select insiders. Fox News, AP, they're all reporting. Bankers balk as Postal Service floats plan for payday loans, digital currency. So everybody, they got all these U.S. Different laboratories, different universities, John Hopkins, you name it, coming out with their own bitcoins to challenge it. And you've got the Postal Service, who, by the way, I've noticed for 5 years, when we ship stuff to Europe or anywhere else outside the U.S., they're in strategic drawing rights. Dollars aren't denominated into euros or into rubles or into yens or into yens or into shekels or into dinar. They are in SDRs. That's already the global currency that the IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, and its private shareholders at the Federal Reserve are able to just issue unlimited trillions. No wonder they're taking over everything. I mean, this is unbelievable. The ultimate form of discrimination. The average person's like obsessed with their sexual preference or race or something, fighting over religion, while economically the globalists basically have diplomatic immunity and can do whatever they want. So here is the report. The perpetually struggling U.S. Postal Service has bankers in a tizzy after floating a plan to branch into what's called non-bank financial services. Yeah, give people those payday loans, the loan sharking loans that used to be illegal but now are getting pushed, that somehow sound a lot like what lenders do. In a white paper distributed last month, the Postal Service Inspector General discuss getting into an array of financial services as a means of keeping the money-losing mail operation afloat. Payday loans, check cashing, and digital currency exchanges were among the possibilities outlined in the January 27 report. You know, the funny part is, I would actually support a federal bank if it gave people very low-interest loans and it didn't use it as a political payoff and as a new bubble. But the government's so corrupt, just like with mortgages, they can't be trusted. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all that. What I am for is state banks. You should have state competing currencies in the states. A lot of other countries and places have had that. They're very successful. And that can give loans through the state government, through a state bank for economic development zones. And that's something a lot better than the Postal Service. It's basically an arm of the socialist end of the Democratic Party. Not a good deal. So would the U.S. Postal Service make a better banker for the poor? Well, they're already loan sharking the poor. Man, they've got really stuff that used to be illegal everywhere now. These payday loans and high interest rates, just absolutely atrocious. What is going on that front? Speaking of finances, Bitcoin plunges as major exchange Mt. Gox halts all withdrawals. I'm all for new digital currencies, and I want independent ones outside of the strategic drawing of reserves and rights that are coming out. But Bitcoin, I don't know. I think the whole thing has been very, very suspect from the beginning. We don't know the provenance of it. You see government talking about indicting people and going after folks that are involved in it. I'm just saying, watch out. That's all I'm saying on that front. Now, we've got him for the next 40 minutes or so, and he usually comes on 3 or 4 times a year, but I twisted his arm to come back on again because so much is happening, and his knowledge in government, in Congress, and also as a senior person at the CIA, as a U.S. attorney before that, or I guess after that for Reagan, he can really cover all the bases and give us his breakdown on a lot of different news items. And I wanted to get him on last week, but we're able to do it this week, on the open persecution of Dinesh D'Souza. And I've looked at campaign law. It's questionable what happened. He's pled not guilty. But compared to Obama getting a third of his money from offshore donors completely illegally, not getting in trouble, the stuff Rahm Emanuel does. When this Justice Department that is so suspect and that has been caught with all the energy scams and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and the revolving doors and just unprecedented election fraud and giving driver's license to illegals and letting them vote, the Justice Department defending that. Everything they've been doing, it makes Nixon look like an angel. And by the way, he was not an angel. I'm not a fan of Richard Nixon. I kind of am compared to Obama. I never used to believe in lesser of two evils. But, man, the point is he's got a blank check to power grab and a blank check to give billions to his friends and all these fake energy scams. So to have that Justice Department arresting the governor, former governor of Virginia, who was getting money to promote a supplement company when he got out. And it's normally, because I follow politics for 20 years, 18 years on air, you would normally get an ethics committee investigation and maybe get a slap on the wrist. What I'm saying is Democrats do stuff light years worse. It's clearly politically motivated. And the day that broke, I had Bob Barr on 2 weeks ago, that Thursday, and 6 hours later it broke about Dinesh D'Souza, who has movies coming out basically exposing Hillary Clinton this summer and then the next year. And they're scared of that. So I'm not a fan of Chris Christie, basically a Democrat. But because he's in the way of Hillary, they're going after him for a crooked toenail for what some underlings did. So this is the Clinton machine, folks. And I'm so sick of him. We've got the guy on who was able to start the impeachment and who had the courage on that Thursday to say that he would. There's clearly evidence for impeachment if he gets back in. And he's in the front runner right now, but cross your fingers. You know, don't think he's, you know, that it's in the bag. He needs to win by a large margin because there's so much election fraud. Bob Barr, and the reason I've been salivating over this is, with his knowledge, I predict when he gets back into Congress, if you like what Ted Cruz and Rand Paul have been doing, it's going to be explosive. Because, believe me, it'd be like having Ron Paul back in Congress again. We need people that know where the bodies are buried and who've been exposing the NSA. All of it. It was Bob Barr, folks. So Bob Barr joins us. You heard that breakdown, Congressman, about to be back in Congress, hopefully, of the persecution. You talked about that and warned of that 6 hours before it happened. Had you been given inside knowledge, or did you just feel that in the wind?
Once again, for being on the show to share some ideas with you and your many, many listeners, Alex. No, I simply know how government operates. And as our founding fathers knew, the fundamental nature of government and the fundamental task for many of those in government doesn't change over the ages. Our founders studied societies, and they studied governments going back to ancient times all the way up to what was then for them the modern era with the monarchies in Europe and the colonial powers and so forth. And they knew how government operates. They knew that left to its own devices, government inevitably becomes corrupt. And they knew that that government after government after government over the ages, over the millennia, will seek to inevitably gain more and more control over the populace. That is the nature of government, and that is the nature of people in government. Your parallel to the Nixon years is frighteningly apropos. Nixon truly believed that he was above the law. This administration truly believes, this president, that is, truly believes that he is above the law. And even worse than Nixon, he is proud of that fact. I mean, this guy takes the will of the House of Representatives and during State of the Union basically figuratively thumbs his nose at the Congress and the American people and says, I don't care what the law says. I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care about limited government. I don't care about the oath of office I took. I'm going to do what I want because I am the only one that can do it. I mean, it is outrageous what this president is doing, and this new move also to go after conservatives with the might of the government, excuse me, is, again, frighteningly similar to, except even worse than what Nixon did in developing a list of political enemies. I mean, what they're doing to Dinesh D'Souza is absolutely outrageous what they're doing to him, and we know, as you indicated, you know, Chris Christie may not be our favorite, but he's now in their gun sights, not only going after him with so-called exposés, but I'm sure that they're in contact with these various local Democratic government officials in New Jersey to make these ridiculous allegations about him and so forth. And Republicans need to do something that Republicans normally don't do, and that is to support each other. I can't tell you how frustrating it was, Alex, for example, back during the impeachment of Bill Clinton, when I was virtually alone out there calling for both, first the impeachment inquiry and then the actual impeachment of the president, when the Clinton administration unloaded its 50 cals against me, gathered information, sent Larry Flint and all these other guys out there against me. I didn't get a single call, a single offer of help from any Republican in the House. And Republicans have to learn that when the Democrats go after our people, we need to support them. Now, that doesn't mean blind support. That doesn't mean if you have a public official who's a Republican who truly is violating the law, then we do stand for the rule of law and there ought to be a prosecution. What I'm talking about is when the Democrats go after our people.
Well, look at Tom DeLay. What he did was complete
partisan political purposes. We need to support them, and we haven't done that in the past.
Well, exactly. I mean, look at Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay, because, I mean, I follow campaign finance law. I follow the news for 20 years. What he did is 100% normal, completely standard, but they had the corrupt district attorney on record that prosecutes conservatives and libertarians all over the state go after him and spend millions of dollars and three trials, and he finally won. But like you said last time, how do you get your name back? While meanwhile, the Democrats do whatever they want because Republicans will never go after them. To the point of Bill Clinton, with all the sexual predator stuff, not just sexual harassment, but settling cases of rape and all this, and then he's their number one fundraiser. They have no shame. The Republicans could destroy the Democrats on Benghazi, destroy them on Fast and Furious, destroy them on Obamacare, destroy them on open borders, destroy them on Solyndra, destroy them, but they won't. Because they all just want to play ball like Boehner up there, patty caking everybody. It is incredible. It is incredible.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned my good friend Tom DeLay, and I was one of the few people that that supported him throughout the persecution that he underwent. Of course, I was talking to him recently, and he said now he's got all sorts of friends that want to help him.
Yeah.
Where were they when he needed them? But that is a prime example of what they did to Tom DeLay. And they will do it over and over and over again. They're doing it to Republicans now. And we simply, our people will not stand up. They allow themselves to be browbeaten like Hillary Clinton browbeat the committee when she was before them on Benghazi, saying what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
We see it over and over and over again.
It's disgusting. And again, if Republicans get into power and they're violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, I'm going to speak out like you've done. It's that the Democrats are going for broke because they can see the world's waking up to them, that there's a major libertarian awakening worldwide, that the Financial Times, Pew Research, everyone sees it for real constitutional ideas, what made America great, what made America have soft power, what made America be respected worldwide. People are hungry for that, including in government and the corporate world, and they can feel the fact that they are in trouble, and that's why they're going for broke. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. It is absolutely true. I see it in my race. I see it in other races going on around the country. The Democrats are sort of like the old Fabian Society in the UK. They simply work their way into the bureaucracies. They're like the United Nations. They work their way in, and they know that they can outlast their opponents because their opponents will wear down, will leave office, and so forth. So they just outlast them. The Democrats know that, and they also know how to go for the jugular, and very few of our people do, Alex.
Now, I want to play a clip of Rand Paul, the senator, soon to be one of your colleagues again. Again, I don't want to count our chickens, but I want to come back from this break in a minute and talk about the campaign and some of the other issues out there and what you recommend we do about it and strategy. But Rand Paul is getting more hardcore. When you're faced with tyranny, say it. And he recently said Bill Clinton's a sexual predator and that We should not be, tolerating him being the Democratic Party's front man, which is what you would expect libertarian Republicans to do if they really wanted to win. They would talk like you're talking. They would talk like Ted Cruz. They would talk like Rand Paul, whose polls go up. I mean, that's what's even incredible. These Republicans won't even do the right thing when it will catapult them to success. It's just, I don't understand the bubble that they're in, and I want you to explain that to me in a moment. But first, let's play this Rand Paul clip from C-SPAN last night. It's up on DrudgeReport.com, and get Congressman Bob Barr's take on it and his statement on Bill Clinton, who he got him indicted in the House but not convicted in the Senate. But let's go to that clip of Rand Paul.
Senator, let me follow up on two final points. First of all, you made some headlines when you referred to former President Bill Clinton as, quote, a sexual predator. And one of your colleagues, Senator Claire McCaskill, said that your comments were, in her words, infuriating. Your reaction?
Well, Senator McCaskill needs to remember what she had to say about Bill Clinton, that she wouldn't want her daughter in the same room with him. So they can't have it both ways. The Democrats can't say, oh, we're the great defenders of women's rights in the workplace, and we will defend you against some kind of abusive boss that uses their position of authority to take advantage of a young woman, when the leader of their party, the leading fundraiser in the country, is Bill Clinton, who was a perpetrator of that kind of sexual harassment. You know, so they can't have it both ways. And so I really think that anybody who wants to take money from Bill Clinton or have a fundraiser has a lot of explaining to do. In fact, I think they should give the money back. If they want to take a position on women's rights, by all means do. But you can't do it and take it from a guy who is using his position of authority to take advantage of young women in the workplace. I mean, for goodness sake, she paid an $800,000 fine for sexual harassment.
That's right.
So he admitted to it in one court case, and really, I think, has been convicted in the public place for the other sexual harassment.
So Hillary's coming back. I mean, for me, this is such a no-brainer, and I like how the senator didn't back off when he was attacked as the incredulous reporter. Like, how dare you say the sky is blue and the sun is yellow? How dare you say grass is green? Congressman Bob Barr, what is your take on what he said, and would you like to expand your remarks on that?
Definitely, Alex. Thank you. And I had to deal with sort of another aspect of this just this morning. I was on an MSNBC interview with Chuck Todd, and he was referring back to the impeachment as what the Democrats tried back then to avoid impeachment, and that is, oh, this is just sexual peccadilloes. So they're resurrecting that now to inoculate Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton once again. As you know and I know, and I think most Americans realized both at the time, but maybe we need to remind them, Bill Clinton was not impeached for personal behavior. He was impeached because he violated federal criminal laws on obstruction of justice and perjury. And that's why. And if we need to remind the American people of that, then we need to remind the American people of that. You know, with regard to the evidence of being a sexual predator, we had in the House file drawer after file drawer after file drawer of evidence and information that the Star folks had, the special prosecutor, independent counsel rather, had pulled together I can't go into detail because there's a House resolution that prohibits any of that from being made public.
But a lot of it leaked. It was biting women, raping them, choking them.
It was awful. And yet we were prevented by the Senate from using any of that in the impeachment trial in the Senate. So there is evidence there. I mean, it is more than clear, more than beyond a reasonable doubt what this man was and may very well still be.
What do you think people that are just pro-freedom, beyond libertarian, beyond conservative, kind of Thomas Jefferson-type liberals, what do you think we should do? We're going to break and come back with a few minutes on the other side with you on other issues, but what should we do to get back on the offense?
Certainly support some of the people that you've just mentioned, like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And we also need to call these issues what they are. When they are going after people like Chris Christie, you know, go after him on the facts, go after him on his decisions and his votes and so forth, that's fine. But going after Republicans simply because they're Republicans and simply because they have the backbone and the resources to go after Obama, for example, as Dinesh D'Souza has, we need to support them. People need to be supporting Dinesh D'Souza the same way a lot of us supported Tom DeLay when he was being persecuted.
That's right. That's right. Stay there. Former Congressman Bob Barr, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Bob Barr is with us till 45 after. Then I'm going to cover news the entire third hour. Will be your phone calls and breaking news. So get ready for me at the end of the hour to give the number out. Love to hear from you on this Friday edition. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday broadcast. So be sure and join us for that. And please spread the word about the broadcast to your friends and family on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter by going to InfoWars.com and There's links there on the site to The Real Alex Jones and our five Facebooks that have 3 million likes all together. One of them, almost 800,000 likes. Our Twitter, I kind of came to Twitter late, has 250,000. And while you're at it, I'm going to retweet out Bob Barr's Facebook and his Twitter as soon as he leaves us today so that you can follow him there as well. And again, the reason I'm so thankful for Bob Barr is back when I was just a local talk show host, he probably doesn't even remember this, in 96, 97, 98, he would come on and talk about carnivore and the NSA and the dangers of big government and how the Republicans were working with the Democrats to do that. And I would interview shippers and Farah and all the people that were involved over WorldNet Daily exposing what was happening. And people got killed. People got threatened. People got, I mean, you think Obama's been bad. Man, Hillary Clinton gets in. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And she's so weak. She's so corrupt. She's so bad. If we'll just politically destroy her. Because they're going to destroy us and we've done nothing. And they're coming after people and auditing. The stuff I've been through, it's just the harassment's been incredible. And I don't complain about it. I don't even talk about it. But then Lois Lerner gets caught lying months ago, and then it comes out yesterday she lied again and is up to the persecution, and no one gets in trouble. The woman should be arrested. They're ruining people's lives. And so many others go, well, I'm scared. I'll just shut up. Folks, if you do that, they win. We become a banana republic. We're very close. So I wanted to get Bob Barr on to talk about a host of other issues now and his campaign in Georgia, in such a key area in and around Atlanta. But before we go any further, and he'll have seniority when he gets back in to bring up these issues that Ron Paul was bringing up back then. Nobody else was. So just like Ron Paul stayed in Congress, so he became so influential, that Bob Barr gets back in, I predict that, and it'll be like I said, another Rand Paul, another Ron Paul, another, but in some cases even better. That's what's so exciting about this is more good guys there. But I wanted to play this clip from right before the NFL Super Bowl. Last Sunday, we were treated to an hour on local Fox, broadcast TV all over the country, of Obama in a softball interview that they called a hardball interview with O'Reilly. And he said there's not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS, folks. That is legendary. The IRS is famously corrupt, persecuting people. So I wanted to play this clip and get Bob Barr's take on the latest Pinocchio statement from Obama.
Saying if you're involved, no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
no. But I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No,
none.
No, there were some boneheaded decisions.
Out of
a
but no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
So I tell you, that has got to be the most 1984 statement I've heard in my life, topping all the other whopper lies. Bob Barr, is Obama the greatest liar we've ever seen in office?
I think he is. He is, you know, at least with Nixon, you could sort of tell when he was lying because he knew that he was lying, I think. With Obama, he probably could do something that some political figures that I prosecuted when I was U.S. attorney, for example, a sitting congressman that I prosecuted for perjury, he could pass a lie detector test because in his mind, he was so arrogant and so divorced from reality, you know, in his mind, he hadn't done anything wrong because he couldn't do anything wrong. He was so good and so much better than anybody else and could beat the system. He did. He passed a lie detector test that he thought would get him off the hook. Of course, it didn't. This president is so arrogant. I have never in my entire life witnessed anybody as arrogant as this president is. And he truly believes, I think, what he says. I mean, this is absolute rubbish that there was not a term to use, a smidgen. There's a real technical.
It's not a smidgen. It's a giant steaming pile.
Not a smidgen. Oh, there were some boneheaded decisions made. Well, that's great. If that had been the defense that was around as enunciated by the president of the United States back when I was U.S. attorney, you know, we probably couldn't have prosecuted anybody. All they would have to do is come in and say, "Oh, you know, I just made a bonehead decision. I'm sorry. Let me off the hook."
Yeah, I mean, I could go rob a bank when the cops show up and I got bags of money. I go, I just made a boneheaded decision.
Yeah, I robbed the wrong bank at the wrong time.
I tell you, it's insane. Looking at some other ones here, I mean, even the mainstream media kind of balked at that one. What do you make of up closer to Georgia and Virginia? They're trying to pass a law now because of $5,000 fines for people in rural areas having birthday parties in their backyard. That's CNS News. Here's a new one. IRS to issue rules to silence conservative groups. So they're doubling down on that. And then you're, of course, we'll also get into the latest on the TSA. Their own whistleblowers going public saying, of course we grope everybody and don't stop terrorists and laugh at your naked body. I mean, it just seems like all of the banning lemonade stands all over the country, banning a girl baking cupcakes and selling them. What do you think's going on here with this attack on any type of entrepreneurship that isn't out of some big corporate store?
Well, that's why they're doing it, for one thing. The other reason is simply because they can do it. People let government get away with this nonsense. They'll complain about it. There'll be a headline, and then people will forget about it. It'll happen again. People will complain about it. But what you have to do is you have to go after this sort of government intrusion, this abuse of government power, relentlessly, constantly, in order to get rid of it. It's particularly, Alex, distressing that these sorts of things are happening in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, the real birthplace of our system of government. I mean, the native home to James Madison and George Washington and Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson and Monroe. I mean, can you imagine that in the Commonwealth of Virginia that gave us such great founding fathers, now you have police going out and shooting people simply because one of them makes a mistake during the service of a warrant or a subpoena. You have the government going out and arresting people for simply having a yard sale. You have police in Fairfax County, Virginia, staking out bars and arresting people because they think they've had too much to drink in the bar before they even get in their car and drive. If it can happen, if this sort of stuff can happen in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the birthplace of our Constitution, it can happen anywhere. And the longer people sit back and allow it to happen without taking action against these public officials, the more and more it's going to happen. And if we're not careful, pretty soon it's going to be a part of our culture, and it'll be virtually impossible to turn back the hands of time.
Oh, yeah, that's all federal guidelines and federal funds. Here in Austin, they go, it was a famous case in Radisson. The guy had three beers over 2 hours watching a baseball game. He was a salesman for a big company, and he was going back to his room. He wasn't even, and he told the cops, he goes, they got him. They, oh, no, I'm a guest here at the hotel. They still took him to jail. And so that's a thing they do here now. They watch you have three drinks and then arrest you, even if you're walking. And, Congressman, they have signs up in Austin. I shot video of this. It's on YouTube. That says, do not drink and walk. And then they asked the city. They said, what do you mean? Don't walk around with a beer? And they said, no. Don't walk in a bar and drink and then walk out. We're going to arrest you for walking while you've had a drink.
That is. I mean, if it weren't serious, it would be absolutely hilarious. But it is serious, Alex, and that's why it's so important that you're out there and that other people are out there raising the alarm on this. But we have got to do it in a way that Congress normally doesn't. What Congress, unfortunately, normally does, and the Republicans are terrible about this, is they'll see an issue, they'll define it properly as a problem, they'll have a hearing on it, or they'll issue a statement, and then they forget about it and move on to something else. You have to keep after these issues. You have to hold the bureaucrats and the other elected officials' feet to the fire, and you have to go after them over and over and over again. You can't just do it once and forget about it.
I know you've got to go, and I want to get some into the campaign here and any other issues that you'd like to raise in closing. But we were talking about political persecution earlier of completely innocent people or folks that have done nothing or when it's clearly politically motivated. What about all the threat fusion documents coming out of the federal government, out of the Obama administration, bad-mouthing libertarians, gun owners, saying returning veterans are the number one threat? I talked to the police. I see it in the news now where they're preparing them not to fight radical Islamic groups, but to fight, quote, you know, the Pentagon has plans in Virginia, in the Carolinas. to take on the, quote, Tea Party. That's been in Forbes. You know, the new war, crushing a Tea Party rebellion. I mean, this is so over the top that we tend to just sit back and I even can't respond to it. It's so bizarro, but it really is like some bizarre communist takeover or something. What is your take on that whole move to make law enforcement's main mission now some type of political commissars?
I'll tell you, there's one example that comes to my mind, Alex, while you were mentioning that, that shows how we can have an impact to fight back. And you, I know you remember this. We might have talked about it on your show a few years ago. It was about 3 years ago, I think, when Missouri had on its official state website references in its fusion center, and I forget the name of its fusion center.
It was MIAC.
But they had references to me and Ron Paul and one other individual.
Aaron Russo.
I don't know whether it was him or the fellow down in Florida.
It was the filmmaker who made America Freedom to Fascism, but yeah.
Okay, but anyway, what they did is they said basically on their fusion site, these are examples of things you have to watch out for. Ron Paul or Bob Barr bumper stickers, you know, people carrying the Don't Tread on Me flag and so forth. And what we did is Ron Paul and I and the other, and again, I apologize, I forget who the other person was.
Oh, Chuck Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin.
Whoever, what we did is we fought back and we got them to remove it from their website. So, you know, that's just one little small example, that we can, if we do it the right way and if we don't let them off the hook, we can in fact start stopping this nonsense. But if we don't fight it and don't fight it relentlessly at the state level and at the local level and at the private citizenry level and at the federal level, it will in fact take hold, permanently and become a permanent part of our culture, basically a police state.
Exactly. There is that attempt to convert us into a classical authoritarianism. We have to define this march as authoritarianism, not as safety. And of course, I now remember who the other person was. It was Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck Baldwin. But for me, it shows the extremism of the Democrats who we know wrote that, and Obama's people had that put in from the Southern Poverty Law Center, to put Ron Paul and Bob Barr in a thing saying they might be, you know, terrorist or connected to terrorism. It really shows they want to politically persecute us, and it shows that we're the real opposition. In closing,
no, it's not a joke, and it's not hypothetical, Alex. It is very real what they're doing.
In closing, tell us about the campaign, how it's going. Tell us about the website.
Two examples of how well the campaign is going. One, just a couple of weeks ago after I was on your show, some of my opponents blasted me for being on your show. That tells me how well our campaign is going. Secondly, just yesterday we had America's toughest sheriff here. Joe Arpaio was in the district campaigning for me, and Joe Arpaio would not come out here if he didn't believe very strongly how important it is to get Bob Barr back into the Congress. So we had a very, very great day of events with Sheriff Joe. The campaign goes well, but as you said just a little bit ago, we cannot take it for granted. The Dems will come after me. My opponents will come after me, and we need people to support us. Bob Barr, Barr Congress. It's very simple, www.barrcongress.com. And go to our Facebook site and Twitter and so forth. Anytime I can help you out on the show, just let me know, Alex.
Well, thank you, and then hopefully we can get a whole other group of constitutional true conservatives in there, and you and others can help lead them. Soon to be congressman again, Bob Barr, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes, folks. Very important interview to get his perspective on things, and you notice as a former federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, as former CIA, pretty high level, running major operations, and of course, in Congress for over a decade, Bob Barr is pro-gun, is pro-sovereignty, is pro-Bill of Rights, anti-NSA, back when it was not cool to be so. And he had the will to try to impeach Bill Clinton. Believe me, that's very dangerous. So if you don't admire something like that, there's something wrong with you. That's why the media demonizes Bob Barr so much. And I'm not saying he's perfect. Nobody's perfect. The whole issue is I want to get hundreds, of Ron Paul's and Bob Barr's and Ted Cruz's, and then even better, then they can go all the way back to a real American system. I mean, we need Hispanic Ted Cruz's. I guess he is Hispanic. I said that on purpose. We need black Ron Paul's. We need, and they're there, folks. That's why the media says the Tea Party's racist. Don't be part of it. You're not welcome if you're a minority, because they want this racial conversion to flip over, and then the Democrats are back in the news. Black lawmakers, black caucus saying, when Republicans elect blacks, it's because they're figureheads. When you're elected to Congress or the State House, you're not a figurehead if you use the office like you're supposed to defend the people. It's not figurehead when whites went out and elected Obama trying to get rid of racial issues. And of course, they made it worse on purpose, losing that golden opportunity. This is what they do. And I just see how nasty they are, and I see how above the law they are, and how bad they're getting. And it's, they've got to be stopped. And then when the Republicans, try to power grab, we'll go after them. But, I mean, this is the big battle right now. By the way, folks, we're going to come back about the number, cover some other news. Kentucky's setting up checkpoints to see if you've got food in your car. Or if you've been eating. I'm not joking. So next it'll be, I've got a driving while eating chips. I eat all the time when I'm driving, all the time I have to eat. Doesn't distract me. A sandwich or something. Point is, we're going to be getting into all that, violation of the Fourth Amendment. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, storable for 25 years. Top-rated customer service, one of the reasons we went with them, and top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Be prepared, folks. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Get prepared. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
I want to get into Kentucky. Stories up on Infowars.com. The police set up eating while driving checkpoints. We're going to cover that in a moment, get more into it the next hour, and take your calls. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers, again, on this Friday, or anybody that tried to call in before and got left on hold at the end of the show, this is your time. You still count as a first-time caller. We want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, I've got a story here, brain implants hold promise of restoring combat memory loss. See, that's how they're doing all the experimentation publicly. Oh, we're doing brain implants to help the soldiers. We're putting five-year-olds on Prozac. It's totally normal. They just mainline it all how they announce it. They don't announce it sinisterly, like Martians came to the planet and grabbed troops and put chips in their brains. No, it's, oh, we're putting chips in to help them after we make them serve 7, 8, 9 tours and put them on drugs. Then we put chips in their brain. We're going to be talking about that briefly, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we have added so many incredible items to InfoWarsStore.com. The pro-gun shirts, the liberty shirts, so you can meet like-minded people and spread the word and inform others. We fund about 80% of this operation off PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and off folks buying things at the stores. The books, the videos, the T-shirts, the super high-quality Nation Iodine, Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Super Male Vitality, the very best Spectrum, three different brands of water filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate, you name it, Pro, Pure, and the Pro One, being the platinum line of that, promo code WATER, 10% off. And when you shop with us, you're already getting the highest quality products at the lowest prices. We are extremely competitive. In most cases, have the lowest prices. When you shop with us, the good guys, the white hats, you are literally helping fund the tip of the spear against the globalists. And we're rising because the tyranny is out in the open. People are looking for leadership. We're here to bring people on air as a platform to expose what's happening. Madein1776.com will take you to the exclusive Made in America apparel that's at InfoWarsStore.com. So please check it out. Try our incredible coffee. It's my favorite coffee, super organic, grown in organic volcanic soil in northern southern Mexico. Just simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go out to break with this, and then I'll talk more about it when we come back and go to your phone calls. Instead of searching for actual criminals without warrants, I should add, Kentucky State Police will be on the lookout for people who eat while they drive as part of Operation Raid, which will include checkpoints targeting distracted drivers, despite the fact that eating while driving is not banned in Kentucky. Well, they can call that eating while you're distracted. And distracted drivers are a big issue, but it's the Fourth Amendment. If you see someone doing their makeup while they're driving or whatever, then you can go give them a ticket. You don't set up a checkpoint and stop everybody. This is all federal grants to do this. Let's go out to break with a clip.
To increase driving safety, Kentucky State Police is starting a new safe driving program.
See, it's
Operation
good.
RAID, standing for Remove Aggressive, Impaired, and Distracted Drivers from Kentucky Roadways.
And they show a car crashing to make it legitimate.
Law enforcement will be more visible, and the number of checkpoints will increase.
Oh.
This program will allow each post to identify target areas.
Not only just texting, but any distracted driving. That includes eating, drinking. We're going to be out looking for those people. You're going to see
checkpoints.
A major force when it comes
just
time
real
for,
calm about it.
St. Patrick's Day weekend.
He's been eating.
NHTSA studies show 2/3 of all fatal crashes linked to aggressive.
All right, we'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.